Hello, good evening. My name is David from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a quick survey about issues facing our state and community. Do you or anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. You mean Dorothy Malley?
Speaking.
Okay, great. Just want to make sure we have the person listed. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yeah, I am.
I know. Okay, great, ma'am. I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely vote? Great. And what is your age, ma'am?
Sorry, they're having an alert right now.
Okay. Is everything okay?
No, they just had an alert come on our cell phones.
Okay.
I guess a missing child, it says.
What was the question again? Yeah, what was your age, ma'am?
70.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask, what's your race?
White.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I think I'm probably more an Independent.
Independent? Understood.
Yeah.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Totally disapprove.
Would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, ma'am. Next question. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Lesenkamp Paris is handling her job as a congresswoman?
I have to admit, I don't really know her.
Okay, understood. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select more than two choices. First options are improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, improving K-12 education, fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, growing the economy and creating jobs, border security, combating threats to our democracy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, reducing crime and gun violence, and the last option says protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
What was that about Social Security and Medicare?
To protect and make...
Yes,
make,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah, protect. Yeah, I want to protect that, and crime was a big one with me, too.
Crime, okay.
I'm only allowed to pick two, right?
Yes, ma'am. We would like to only choose two choices.
That's the two most important things to me, then.
Okay. Reducing crime and violence and protecting Social Security and Medicare. Understood. Moving to the next question. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. The first name is Donald Trump.
Oh, that's a tough one. Let's go 60%.
60?
Next
is Joe Kent.
50-50 on that.
50? Okay. Joe Biden?
0.
Okay. Marie Glusenkamp Paris?
20.
Maria Cantwell?
I don't know that name at all.
Okay. Not a problem. Raul Garcia?
I don't know him either.
MAGA Republicans?
20.
And the last name is Woke Liberals in Congress.
how do I feel about woke liberal Congress?
Yeah, from 0 to 100.
20.
20? Okay. Thank you for that. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Those are my only two options?
Yes, ma'am.
Trump.
Would you... Oh, you said Donald Trump? Understood.
Yeah.
And if the election for Congress in Washington, 3rd District, were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Harris or Republican Joe Kent?
Probably Kent.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Marie Glusenkamp-Harris, now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Ms. Harris, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
A small chance.
Okay. Next, I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think that is important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first says, someone who will fight to protect our democracy. From 0 to 10, how important do you think that quality or attribute is important for your member of Congress to have?
10.
The next says, a fighter for the middle class.
10.
A small business owner?
8.
Someone who shares your values?
Oh, 10, obviously, yeah.
A working mom who understands the needs of families?
10.
An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties?
An extremist?
Yeah, an independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
Oh, okay. An independent, okay. 7.
7? Thank you for that opinion.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Mary Glusenkamp-Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason to support Ms. Harris for Congress. A 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first statement says, Ms. Mary Glusenkamp-Harris is taking a big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profits above their voters' well-being, but Mary supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. With this statement, what number would you give from 0 to 10?
10.
10? Okay. The next one says, Mary Glusenkamp-Harris isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House a Small Businesses Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. What number would you give this statement?
An 8.
8? Thank you for that.
Yeah.
The last statement says, Mary Glusenkamp-Harris believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees in Congress. Her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. What number would you give this?
I support that. I would give it a 10.
Okay, thank you for your opinion, ma'am. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Gluskin Ken Paris or Republican Joe Kent?
Well, I really need to do some studying on some things. I mean, everything you've said sounds positive, so I'm not really sure. I'm undecided at
okay.
this point.
I completely understand, ma'am. This is the last thing. We're almost done with the survey. I appreciate your time in advance. Now, I'm going to read some doubts and concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking to you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Please read each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means a statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. A 5 means it gives you some doubts. A 0 means it doesn't give you doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. There are only 2 statements, ma'am. The first statement says, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. From 0 to 10, what number would you give this statement?
A 10 is a support and a 0 is not supporting?
Yeah, a 10 means that okay. It gives you serious doubts.
A zero.
No doubts at all. Okay, got it.
Oh, no, wait. The other way.
Okay,
ten,
so yeah, it gives you serious doubts. Got it.
Doubt, yes. Okay, a 10.
Okay, ma'am. The last statement says, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interests of bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but would lead to bigger profits for insurances and pharmaceutical companies. From 0 to 10, what number would you give the statement?
A 10.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say that you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Probably less.
Would you say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less.
Got it. Given everything you heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? Him wanting to touch Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wanting to privatize it and...
Okay.
So obviously you work for the other person.
Well, man, we're almost done with the survey. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
Some college,
thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Okay. Do you have children of 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, not younger, no.
Okay. Thinking about your approach for political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative individual?
I would say maybe a moderate, I guess.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Well, in the last few years, hardly ever.
Okay. Well, that is the end of our survey. I appreciate your time and your opinion about this matter. You have a great day.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.